Michael Sheridan paced around his living room as an empty couch sat behind him. On the screen, NC State men's basketball was in overtime against Oakland. Sheridan wasn't a fan of either team, but he had a special interest in this game. If NC State's DJ Burns got one more rebound, he'd be $50 richer.
Fixes on! God!
Sheridan, 23, has used fantasy apps such as Prize Picks and Underdog for the past 5 years. On the apps, users place parlays, a wager where multiple bets are put together to increase the payout. If all of the bets hit, the user profits. But if just one misses, the user loses everything.
And everyone's like, don't start sports betting. Yeah. But then, like, you'll start sports betting, and then you become one of those people where you're like, don't start sports betting, but you continue to sports bet because it's fun.
Sports betting isn't legal in Georgia, but that could change soon. Last month, Georgia's Senate approved an amendment that will let voters decide if gambling should be legalized. Sports management professor David Schmidt has worked in sports for multiple decades and sees the advantages in legalizing gambling.
Every other state that has done it has seen huge revenue in the tax front. I think there should be better education around sport gambling. I see it as an entertainment aspect where a lot of people that get into it see it as a money-making aspect.
Revenue aside, there is concern amongst some experts that sports betting could develop bad habits in college students. As the buzzer of the NC State game sounded, Sheridan wallowed in his failed bet. However, despite already being down, he wouldn't quit. He immediately grabbed his computer to check the betting line for tomorrow night's game, looking to make his money back again. From Grady News Source, I'm Colin Miller.